Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so sorry about the delay here, but I'm here, and I'm going to do a show. It's not going to be a very long one. I know that I was talking to a friend of mine today, and she said winter has been really harsh for a lot of states, a lot of people, and I want to, you know, spring's just around the corner, so we're not looking, but to talk about how great love, people that have great love stories, maybe not to you, but I really enjoy it. I know a lot of us do. So let's talk about that. There's a spring here, and most time we think about getting a new relationship or starting a new relationship or doing stuff for our existing one. And so I want to talk to you about one tonight that you guys really, really appreciate. And so how can we do that? Here's what we're going to talk about. I've got some people. Oh my goodness! Hold on. Okay. Wow. Anyway, so I'm going to skip this part. I usually do something to make this a whole lot more fun and easy, and I'm not going to be able to do it tonight. So back to love stories, and back to spring, and back to how to make your own love story better if you're choosing to have one. Anyway. Spring's here, and we, you know, a lot of us are coming, and a lot of us are ready to get out of the house, have a lot of fun, and have great love, right? And, man, you know, what do? You said, well, I'm single, I'm by myself, and I would like to experience great love, but I don't know how to get it started. And I have a friend of mine, she says, well, let's watch a bunch of love stories. I was like, how not fun is that, right? Because then if you don't have a great love, you don't want to watch the love stories and say, hey. And if you have an angel, right, you believe in angels, which most of us do. You guys are angel workers, light workers, or you feel that you're connected somehow, some way. You wouldn't be listening to a show like Angel Coaches. So, so you're asking your angels to help you, and that doesn't seem to be working, right? And then you hear something called divine timing. And if you're like me, I think my time is better than God's time, you know? And but then in the end of the day, I know divine time is better than my timing any day, my ego timing, how about I say that? So anyway, let's talk about love stories. As I said that now four times. I had a couple of stories today to share with you, so to get you off on the right foot, if that's okay, and give you an angel that you can ask for help from or thank the angel for helping you. And because both of these girls did this, okay? And men can have great love stories, too. They're just a little different. And what's the difference between a man and a woman's love story? They both have to start somewhere. So we're going to talk about women, but it can go to with men, too. I have a friend, and he's a client. She's in her 20s, almost 30, I think. And so she says to me, Tree, my guy is not behaving. He's drinking too much. He's flirting too much. He's out with his friends too much. He's not with any woman, okay, do you understand? But he's flirting with other girls. And she goes, I know he's not because his friend, he always gets home with his buddy and they live across the street and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, he just doesn't. He drinks way too much. So I said, well, she goes, I want to experience a great love. And if it's with him, great. If not, I'd just like somebody to come in. And I told her, I said, here's what you got to do. And I said, you have to tell him how you feel and tell him when he's sober. She goes, well, he's usually drunk. And I said, and she goes, I'm really mad. So she wrote him a letter and she says, I'm breaking it off with you until you can get some help, until you can learn how to stop drinking and realize that I'm important, but you're the most important person of all. You are, she says. And she goes, you walk around in an alcohol most of the time because you don't like your job, you work for the family, and you're afraid to step out of your comfort zone. So you've gotten worse and worse about drinking. And she did break up with him, and I started working with her, right? And she said, for about 5 months, we worked on a weekly basis. anyway, she made a couple of things that she realized that she made a list of qualities that she wanted in a man, and she didn't put it had to be him, okay? She says, I'm going to let the angels and my higher power, she calls God, bring him into me. So we were, and I said, well, go 30 days without dating anyone. And then at the end of 30 days, I said, go 60 days. And so she's, at the end of the fourth month, going into the fifth month, we'd really made a lot of progress. And she hadn't dated anyone, okay? And so she goes, I'm going to work on this by myself for about a month, and then I'll call you back. And I said, okay. So she called me back, and she says, I'm going to work on myself because I'm, you know, changing. I got the job of my dreams. And so I got a text from her, and this was a few months ago, and we're in the 6.5 months. And she goes, we just got engaged. He went into rehab therapy, and we just got engaged. And she says, and he's looking for a great job that suits him. So I'm going to actually bring her on and let you guys hear her story because she says it a lot better. But when I asked her, I said, what made a difference? And she said, really working on myself and learning to be by myself. Learning to be by myself and working on myself while I was by myself. I was like, okay, how'd you do that? Well, she did it with meditation. She also did it with prayers and meditation. She used Archangel Shamuel, who is the soul, Archangel of soulmate relationships. She also, prayed every day and had a 10-minute devotional time with Archangel Shamuel, God, Jesus, because that's what she used in. You can do it with whoever you believe in. And so, you know, we're in the seventh month, and she just got a ring. And they're engaged now, and he's not drinking. And she's got a great job. He's in the process of finding his great job and has went through rehab and those kind of things. So meditation, really learning how to be by herself and enjoy not being alone but not being lonely, I think is the way she said it. How cool is that, right? And I think a lot of us get so afraid of a relationship. So I know you may have heard this on the show, and I'm sure if you listen, if you're a listener that listens to our show weekly, or we have a show 3 times a week, then you've heard this before. So, but I'm giving you stories with it because I think if you hear a story, then you can probably relate to it. Here's the next story, and I wanted, because I got this week, and I wanted to share them with you guys, because as I said, spring is here, new beginnings, new thoughts, new ideas, you know, just and coming out of our houses and being in the sunlight again, right? I live in South Florida, so we're always in the sun here. I'm just kidding, but no, I'm not really, but and it's getting real hot here. So let's talk about what this one did, this next woman did, and I'll call her Judy. She's not going to mind because her name's not Judy. But Judy, she said to me, she says, Therese, she came to me for coaching, and she said, I am so depressed. She goes, I want to marry a guy. I want to build a family. And you know, she's like 37, never been married, had several relationships, you know, that she's trying to make work. And I said, Judy, I said, what are some of the qualities that you're looking for in a guy? Now, remember, the other young woman, Tanya, I call her Tanya, she had a definite guy in mind, but she says, I'm not going to put that on him. So she, in her mind, you know, it was a little easier for her with to figure out the qualities because she already had experience in, within herself and within him. Judy did not. Judy, has, she says, well, I want him to be sexy, savvy, sincere, smart, loving, likable, you know, all those things that, you know, wrote an article recently on the best qualities that people have given me over the years for their man and or for their mate. And these are some of the ones that she gave me. And, you know, and she also said she wants him to be loyal, right? We all want our guy to be loyal, our girl. And she said, I also wanted to have compassion and consideration, attention, be attentive and, be affectionate, and I said, great, those are great qualities. And I said, how many of those are you? And she goes, well, I really need some help on those. She goes, I don't really feel I'm any of those. And I go, okay, I get that I'm talking to you right after a breakup. And I said, but do you ever have you ever had these kind of qualities? And she said, sometimes when I look really good when I go out and I just got my hair cut or done. And I said that. I said, okay. And I told her, I said, Judy, I said, for you to get these qualities in your guy, you're going to have to find them in yourself first, okay? This is a great story because this girl got a little bit more stuff in it. But so I said, she goes, oh, what's the first step? And I said, well, first step is to agree not to get into a relationship. And I told her for 90 days. I said, see if you can do it for 90 days. Because she was always jumping out of one relationship and finding someone else very quickly, because she liked being by herself. And how many of us do? I mean, I say I like being by myself, and I do, but, you know, when you go to the movies, you want to go with a guy or a girl, right? Or you go to dinner, you want to go with a guy or a girl. So that takes, it takes a little practice, you know. And so anyway, long story short, we went 90 days, and we put a plan together, met every week, and I said, okay, what are you going to do for 90 days? And she goes, well, I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to work on meditation, prayer, and I'm going to use the angels that you shared with me and Jesus and God. I said, okay, cool. And I said, pray every morning at the same time as you can and meditate too. So she used the Archangel Samuel meditation as the young lady before her did. And so she's meditating. She says, that's what I'm going to do. And she goes, I'm also going to look for a new job. And because I don't like the job I'm in. And I go, okay. And she says, I'm going to try to find something that I really like much better and that I went to school for. Huh. Well, that's an aha moment for her, right? It'd be an aha moment for all of us to do what you love and love what you do. And that's what her goal was. And so it sounds really lofty. And did she do it? Well, we met, and she made a lot of progress. And, you know, she read books, and she went to some seminars. And, you know, this is stuff that we talked about, and she would bring into me, or I'd make a suggestion. And we talked about why she, you know, what was going on with her and why she had never found a relationship. You know, I can go back and tell you that her situation was this, okay? But what she really needed to do was really love herself, okay? And that's the hardest thing. Don't you guys think the hardest thing to do sometimes? We can say it, and it sounds like a Hallmark card. And she goes, I just told myself every morning, I love you, and I would give myself three reasons why I love me. And can you think of three reasons why you love yourself, those who are listening now or who will download it later? And, right, it's embarrassing to say it in front of the mirror, maybe, or maybe not. If it's not, kudos to you, because a lot of people, that's the hardest thing to do. So, anyway, so we went 90 days. And then she says, you know what, I think I've been meditating and praying and do all this work on myself. I think I need to go to another 90 days. And I said, okay, what are you going to do? And during that 90 days, she goes, well, I got the great job, by the way, she did. And she goes, I started, I just joined a gym about a week ago. And I want to do a lifestyle change, eating better and feeling better. I said, hey, great. And she says, yeah, isn't that wonderful? And she goes, and I'm reading books, and I just want to be the best I can in my job and in my career, because I feel like the angels and God really helped me here because I was ready for change. And I'm going to continue to love myself and do the lifestyle change, which I just said to you guys. So anyway, so it's the third 90 days, and she comes in probably about 2 weeks before the third 90 days ends, and she says to me, I met a guy. I was like, oh, how cool. She goes, I go, where'd you meet him? She said, at the gym. I was so glad she didn't say work, right? Have you ever tried to work with someone that you date? Maybe it stops and maybe it doesn't, but it is a hard place to do to find love or to carry on with me. And I said, you met him at the gym. And she goes, yeah, he's hot and he's sexy. And she says, he's all the qualities except one of them that I like. And I said, what's the one that he missed out on? She goes, it doesn't really matter. It's not a deal breaker. And I said, okay. So, you know, he had all these qualities that she likes except for one. How cool is that, you guys? And wouldn't that be great? Have you ever found the guy or the woman of your dreams and found all the qualities that you wrote down and they possessed them all? Or maybe they were short, maybe one or two. I mean, listen, sign me up for that program, right? And although I do have a guy, and he's a great guy, so, you know, and he's got all the qualities that I wanted. But it took time to work on myself. So, anyway, she told me, I said, well, I congratulated her, you know, and as I said, she didn't tell me about it until the end of the 90 days. We had some, did a little gathering and, you know, with other people that had done the same thing. And long story short, I asked her in front of everybody, I said, so, what'd you do? Give him blood pressure number 9. Blood pressure number 9, you guys know, there's actually moving songs about it. It's a blood pressure, makes guys fall in love with you. There's one, a movie 2 years ago with Sandra Bullock. And she was called the pusher number 9. She would give it to guys, and they would fall madly passionate in love with her. And she says, no, I didn't give him love potion number 9. I gave myself love potion number 9. And she goes, I fell in love with myself. How cool is that, right? And yeah, it makes me cry. So I'm sharing that with you guys. It's really about, you can go past life, which is important. You can go childhood, which is extremely important. But at all, the end result is really learning to love yourself and letting the past go, being in the moment, being in the now, and working on yourself and learning to not be lonely because you're alone, learning to find out more about who you are while you're alone. And, I mean, this woman is amazing. What a catch this new guy has with her, because they just started dating in the past month or so. Yeah, a little over a month now. And what a joy that he has with her and she has with him. He's got all but one quality, and I don't know if he wrote it down, but she says he's spiritual himself. So I wanted to share those two stories with you guys because it's a new beginning. Spring's coming, and, you know, a lot of times we get that end of the winter blues, and we want something to change, and we want to experience great things. But really work on yourself. Find your own love, find your own self-worth, and give yourself love potion number 9. Look what happened to my client last spring. She's amazing. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys. And for all you guys, wish me happy birthday. I know a lot of you guys did. It was so nice. And thank you so very much. Had a great, one of the best birthdays ever. And so that was wonderful. And one other thing is that I took the week off. Well, I've worked with some people, obviously, but we didn't have shows. But what I'm going to share with you now is that I will be back on schedule next week. I'm going to do a show on 8 p.m. Tuesday, 8 p.m. Thursday, and we'll move the show back up. So when Diane comes back, I think she'll be back next week. So it will be at 8:30 p.m. And we're going to do something a little different with the show. So be looking for that. We have Transformation Thursday, and we're going to still keep it Transformation Thursday, but it's a little twist. And we'll talk about spiritual things on Tuesday. And, you know, our next show is going to be about angel reading. So you guys who are listening now and who will download it later, Tuesday night, 8 p.m., we're going to talk about angel readings, okay, and actually do them. So get your questions ready. Call in with your questions. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And then, of course, Thursday night, Transformation Thursday, and I've got a special guest speaker. And normally the times will be at 8 and 8:30, Sunday 8:30, 8 o'clock Thursday, or 8 p.m. on Tuesday. They may change depending on the speakers, or they may be recorded, so I want you to know that. In Transformation Thursday, I've got a wonderful lady who is amazing, an entrepreneur. It's her first time being on the radio, and she's got such a connection with the angels. You guys got to hear her. She's amazing. And the way she does what she does and how she does it, and raises a little boy who's a teenager, he's like 15, has a huge business, just makes it work, and beautiful on the inside and the outside. But if she can do it, she's going to share with us her secrets to success. And I think a lot of it is her, I know a lot of it is her spirituality and her connection with God and the angels and her family. All right, everybody, go like us on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Thanks for being patient. It took me a couple minutes to get on here. You guys are wonderful and the best, and thank you for supporting Angel Coaches. We are getting ready to have our own web channel, and I'm going to talk more about that in the next few weeks, okay? So you guys take care. Have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. See you Tuesday. Bye, everybody.